Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, that's me. Back in Green Bay tonight. Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide on a beautiful Wisconsin night. Summer right around the corner. Lots to be happy about. Lots to be grateful for tonight. Got a fun show. A Wednesday night show, which is different. It's got a different feel than a Monday show or a Friday show. We're going to bring it tonight. You guys are in for a treat. Got some fun guests. Rocky Laporte will be here at 7:35. He's a comedian and an actor. If you have not seen Rocky, stick around. You're going to want to hear the interview. He's a very funny guy, very accomplished stand-up comedian. He's had his own specials. He did a Dry Bar special. He was on Cheers. He's been in Tim Allen movies. He's been working for, he's just one of the best in the business. He'll be here at 7:35. Very excited to catch up with my old friend Rocky. Jimmy Cusco will be here at 8:20 tonight talking about some really interesting stuff going on in high school sports. Coaches being sued, fans being unruly at games, trying to legislate that, NIL issues going on in high school, if you can believe that. And, of course, we'll talk about the Brewers start. I want to ask Jimmy, do you think it's going to be Brewers and Cubs all year, Conrad, all season?
You know, I don't want the Cubs to be in second place. I want them to be in last, so I hope not.
Well, that's very mature of you. But will one of them, like, kind of, you know, like, will one of them lose steam, I guess? They're pretty neck and neck right now. Is one of the teams more stacked from a talent standpoint? I've not been following baseball yet, really.
I mean, Brewers definitely got some young talent right now.
Right.
And no one expected what they're doing right now. So I just want them to keep it going, you know?
Sure. You're a sports fan. I get it. You don't have to apologize. So we'll talk about all that stuff with Jimmy. He's a great guest. Love having Jimmy on the show. And Jorge Reyna will be here. He's the host of Mad Unity, which follows Nightlight tonight if you're in the Madison area. And he'll be along to talk about his show. He's also doing a gig this weekend we're going to talk to Jorge about. That'll be fun. We had a remote last night that we did in Madison. Oh, you know what? We got kind of a cool question. Let's get this question out there first. It's summer blockbuster season. The movie I'm most looking forward to is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. If you haven't seen Mad Max Fury Road, it's an absolute spectacle. Just a fun movie. And the follow-up to that by director George Miller will be released May 24th. Stars Anya Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth. But George Miller is an incredible director, especially for this kind of film. To me, that's going to be the first huge hit of the summer. The Fall Guy was kind of a letdown. I also want to see Hitman. Opens the same weekend, May 24th, Richard Linklater film starring Glenn Powell. That opens on the 24th. Those are probably the next two big ones that will open. It's a film called Babes that will open. Wide release. I don't know much about that. Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know either. Like, come on. Hasn't that... Talk about beating a dead horse.
Exactly.
In a dead career with Will Smith. I don't think anybody wants to watch Will Smith anymore. Not that Chris Rock can't stick up for himself, but yeah. I mean, that was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So I have no desire to... Oh, M. Night's got a new movie out too, The Watchers. And supposedly, the last M. Night movie I saw that I really liked, I did like Signs. I'm a Signs fan. I liked The Sixth Sense. I liked Signs. And after that, his films just got kind of weird. Like, he kind of made the kind of film that only he would like. And I think that showed at the box office, given the numbers. But Dakota Fanning stars in The Watchers. And that is, there's a buzz about that film. That opens June 7th. Inside Out 2, June 14th. those of you with kids, or that just like animated films. Amy Poehler's in that. So we're going to jump into its series. The box office is down this year. It's down like 20% from last year. So I think it's going to come back and at least close that gap a bit. I don't know if it will overtake what happened last year with Barbenheimer, but I think it's going to have some legs. I think it's, we have not seen, I know The Fall Guy was a bit of a disappointment, but I think we're going to be okay. Horizon, An American Saga Chapter 1, directed by Kevin Costner, starring Kevin Costner. It's a Western. Got that coming up. Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. with Eddie Murphy, July 3rd. That I'm going to. I will go see that just out of curiosity. I don't have high hopes for it, but I'll check it out. Fly Me to the Moon, Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, Woody Harrelson. I don't know much about that one either, but there's some good films coming up. Twisters. Wait a minute. Twisters. I read about this. Is that a sequel to the... I hope it's not. No. Okay. Twisters is so close. Oh, it is. It is. Oh, my God. It's a sequel.
Wow.
This movie did not need to be made, but it's got Glenn Powell. I'm sure it's got some amazing effects. I thought I read about this, but then the description looked like it was like an indie film or something. It was really weird. So that opens July 19th. And then you're kind of into the last days of the summer blockbuster season. Because anything they think is going to make money, they've already rolled out. Deadpool versus Wolverine, that'll be a big one.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Okay. So Conrad's down for Deadpool and Wolverine, July 26th. Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman,
yep.
Emma Corrin. So to me, I mean, there's Doug Liman's got a new Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, The Instigator. Okay. And I'm most looking forward to Mad Max. Our question tonight is, what summer blockbuster are you most looking forward to? Everybody at least seems to go to the movies at least once, probably twice during the summer. So what is your film of choice this summer? What are you most looking forward to of the Hollywood offerings? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Love reading your texts on the air, and I love to know what you guys are watching. This is what I love about hosting this show. So yesterday, I was in Madison. I was at the Minocqua Brewing Company for a remote broadcast, which was a lot of fun. And I stopped by Civic Media, the studios, beforehand because I had to print some stuff up and take care of some stuff there and record some stuff. Mike Crute, co-host of The Devil's Advocate, Crudy, as he is affectionately known, he comes out and he must listen to my Hollywood Minutes because he said, you know, I liked The Fall Guy. Not jokingly, not confrontationally, but I love that. I love arguing or discussing this stuff. It's so much fun. And I know a lot of people liked it, and I didn't hate it. I just thought it was not as good as I thought it would be, or as I was hoping it would be. So please disagree, folks. Do like Crudy and disagree. If you like something I didn't, or vice versa, I want to know about it. That, to me, is the fun of the show. This was kind of fun. So I was in Madison, Conrad. I didn't tell you this. I kind of saved this for the air. So here's my day today. No one knows where I was staying. I ended up booking this hotel that was, like, remote, and I thought I was booking a different hotel, and I used an app, and I ended up really kind of screwing myself over. I was pretty far away from where I had to be. This morning, nobody knows I'm there. John and Gordy were on the show, the hosts of WMDX Morning Show here on Civic Media in Madison. I might have mentioned to Gordy where I was staying. And that's it. No one else knew where I was. And I get woken up this morning at 8 o'clock, which is early for me these days since I've adjusted my hours because of this show. It's the front desk. And the guy goes, hey, I got a call for you. I'm like, what? Like... I remember when I did stand-up in the 90s, I'd tell my wife, like, the room number and the hotel I was at. That's how we talk. Nobody does that anymore. I said, I don't. What? So he was trying to put the call through. He lost it. Then he calls back. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And this guy, he says, Mike is trying to reach you. I said, what? Mike is trying to reach you. Call Mike. He wants you to call him. Mike who? He says he didn't leave a last name. I mean, my only guess, and then when I checked out, I said, so the guy that called me, did he ask for me by name or the room number? Because maybe the night before someone gave the room number. He said, no, he asked for your full name. It was so weird.
That is.
It's like the start of a movie where you're going to get taken out or something. I'm like, how does anybody know I'm at that hotel? So weird. All right. And then I'm starving. And one of my favorite places is Muya. I love the burgers. They have great shakes. So I go to Muya up in near Sun Prairie on my way back to Green Bay today. And I go, I have this thing. Every time I order, then I go wash my hands. That's my routine at a restaurant. Nice restaurant, fast food, whatever. Muya is right in between, probably closer to fast food. I get my stuff. I put the number on the table. I go to use the restroom. I open the door. And there's like a 20-year-old guy sitting on the toilet.
With the door open?
Unlocked. Like I walked in, he's on his phone and he's reaching for toilet paper and he looks up and he goes, oh. And I'm like, sorry. And I backed out and he made it. Here's what, okay, that's bad enough. I get it though. You're on your phone. It can happen. You forget to lock the door, I guess. But as I'm leaving, he goes, he yells so loud. He goes, sorry, I should have locked the door. The whole restaurant heard him. I'm like, if this guy comes over to my table and apologizes, he's going to make it really weird. Like, let's just go our separate ways in the universe and pretend this awful thing never happened. And you're not a complete spaz. And the weird thing is, like, I saw him later. He was sitting at a table right outside the door with his mom. I'm guessing it was his mom. So she witnessed the whole thing, too. Very strange. That was my day, Conrad.
That's a very interesting day.
It was really strange. It's just like the universe has been weird the last couple of days. So 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What summer blockbuster are you most looking forward to? We're going to hear some Rocky LaPorte next, and I'm going to read your text. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Kind of cool. I got an email from Pamela Hike today, who does traffic for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids here at Civic Media. And she says, I saw your name in the credits of a movie called Relative Strangers. She goes, were you in that movie? She and her husband, I guess, did not see the movie, but I emailed her back. This is weird. This is the third person probably in 4 or 5 weeks that has said, hey, I saw you in Relative Strangers. So somewhere the movie is playing. It stars Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston and Neve Campbell. And my writing partner, one of my writing partners, Greg Galliana, made the film, threw me a bone, and I played a meat delivery guy. So if you're looking for a dose of Schwab's acting chops, check out Relative Strangers. Danny DeVito plays a guy whose last name is Manure. I'll leave it at that. But it's funny. There's some good gags. Great cast. Martin Mull, Kathy Bates. And I got to do a scene with Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston, which was fun. And the best part about it, I think I talked about this on the air a while back. During the take, I would take the meat to the kitchen and Danny would follow me. So we'd have to hang out there as the rest of the scene played out before the director called cut. So I got to talk to Danny DeVito one-on-one two or three times in between takes. That was really fun. Kind of a cool showbiz memory. You know, Conrad, we haven't gone to the archives in a while.
We have not.
We got to figure that out. We got some good stuff. We got some good Schwabe archive stuff. So we'll do that. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again. one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, ManakwaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy Progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. That was sure a lot of fun last night. It's our first remote. We got to work out some kinks, but it was fun. Great guest. A big shout out to Chris Casper. And you, Conrad, you guys figured it out back and forth. Yeah. I know there's a lot of kinks to work out, but thank you very much. That was great fun. These are great. Let's get to some of these texts too. Stacy Sue is watching on the stream from Facebook. My grandson wants to see Garfield. Okay, that's a good one. I forgot about Garfield. Stacy Sue also says that is kind of creepy. What was I talking about? 717, Conrad. I can't remember. Probably the phone call at the hotel, the start of a movie.
Or relating to the guy that just has the door open.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hoping someone walks in while he's
just
dropping
like
a deuce.
His own home.
Crazy. Oh, I guarantee you he doesn't lock the door at home. He's not locking it in Muya. Sorry, I should have locked the door. Thank you. You just told everybody in the restaurant what happened. Sherry says, what's it called again? The movie the Western. Okay, Sherry wants to know. It was a Kevin Costner movie. Let me pull that up, Sherry. I will find out. Not Deadpool, Wolverine, not Twisters. Stand by. I will get that for you, Sherry. It is a Kevin Costner movie. If you Google Kevin Costner, you'll probably get Dances with Wolves, which I started watching in 1995 and still haven't finished because it's that long. It's a very long movie. I will find out, Sherry. I will find out the name of the new Kevin Costner. It is a Western, and I'm guessing Sherry likes Westerns. She says, no, the movie you were in. It's called Relative Strangers, and it stars Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston. If you go to IMDb or just Google it, it should come right up. Check that out. I had blood all over my shirt, and I got to deliver meat to Danny DeVito. What could go wrong? Oh, my God. Andrew from Verona checks in. He says, meat delivery man sounds like the plot to a bad porno. Wow. Or a good porno. Thank you very much. He put a picture of me too with my mustache. I had a mustache for 2 weeks of my life during COVID. And I, as a joke, I put it on IMDb and I just left it there. But I had like this auteur look or something. So I just left it there. I keep meaning to change it and I never do. And Andrew was nice enough to post a picture of me looking like a porno actor. Thank you, Andrew. Jim from Appleton says, I am most looking forward to wholeheartedly agreeing with Conrad. Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
In the hizzy. Nice. That's a good one, Jim.
It looks so good. I've watched the trailer a lot, to be honest.
It's not even my kind of movie, but sometimes something's done so well, it's like I'm going to this because it looks excellent.
Yeah.
Sherry, yeah, this is where I saw that Sherry's text from the 920. Any Westerns? Yeah, the Kevin Costner one. I will get the name. Hi, Pete from Horicon. This is Sherry. Sherry was with us last night, too. That was fun. So, all right. So my guest, who is going to join us in just a few minutes, is comedian, actor, Rocky Laporte. And he's great. You're not going to want to miss our chat. But let's do a little teaser. Let's play a little clip of Rocky's comedy. This is, I think, from his, maybe not from his dry bar special, but either way, it's a very funny, very funny bit. Conrad, roll it.
You know what I did last time I was here? I went to that safari park zoo. You ever been there? Yeah, what a piece of crap that place is, huh? Oh, man. They got like four birds and a squirrel. You ever been in there? They don't even have good animals. There was like a lizard or something ran by. I'm like, what the hell's that? The guy goes, that's not ours. What a ripoff. They didn't even have a monkey. They had like a little hairy Italian guy. They had gold chains and a beeper. Guy goes, you see the bird exhibit? I'm like, yeah, the nice duck. I zoo. It was like two guys got together and they go, hey, I got a dog and you got a bird. Let's have a zoo. Come on. Call up Jimmy. Tell him to bring his cat. This will be the best zoo ever.
Call up Jimmy. Tell him to bring his cat. I love that. That's Rocky Laporte. He'll be here at 7:35. Very funny guy. And he's going to be in Wisconsin. He's going to play Neillsville. There's a Silver Dome in Neillsville. I saw that. It sounded like a, you know, I always think of the Pontiac Silver Dome outside of Detroit. But there's a Silver Dome in Neillsville, Wisconsin. There's a big show there on the 18th that Rocky will be a part of. He'll be headlining that, and we'll talk to him about that as well. But our question tonight is, what summer blockbuster are you hoping or are you most looking forward to? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the app. I haven't plugged the app in a while. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, you got it. It's so easy to use. It's easy to text and, you know, keep in touch and contact with all your Civic Media hosts if you listen to other shows, and I'm sure you do. So check that out as well. And Sherry from Horik on that film is called Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1. It's got Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller, and Sam Worthington. So if you like Westerns, that might be your ticket. Coming up next, Rocky Laporte, Jimmy Cusk is here later, and Jorge Reyna. It's going to be a fun show. Don't miss it. Great to have you with me on a Wednesday night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. So soon we'll burn without noise, without my pride. I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, the light. Robert from the 608 says, howdy, I've missed you guys. I'm looking forward to see IF, Imaginary Friends, with Ryan Reynolds. Were you talking about that, Conrad, the other day?
That's another one I want to see. I do want to see that. Steve Carell is in it, too.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah, I was wondering where you were, Robert. Welcome back, buddy. Sherry from the 707 Northwest Coast, California says, new Costner movie, I believe, is called, yes, Horizon, An American Saga. It's actually listed as a two-part film a few weeks apart. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Sherry. That's right. I forgot about that. Believe it is starting in July. Yeah, Costner can't write anything under 5 hours. So he has to make it an event. It's like a mini-series at the cinema. But I hope you enjoy it, Sherry. That should be fun. Jimmy Cusca coming up in hour two to talk some sports, some new high school sports legislation that we will discuss. And Jorge Reyna, host of Mad Unity, will tell us what he's got coming up next in the Madison area. He'll join us later in hour two as well. Right now, I'm really excited to have this next guest on the show. I've been trying to get him, and he is he's a guy I've looked up to for a long time, and he started stand-up a little bit before me. So he's one of those guys, you know, I was always kind of nervous to be around. I think he kind of had the hots for me too, but that's a different story. But he joins us now on Nightlight, Rocky Laporte, ladies and gentlemen. Rocky, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. How about yourself, buddy?
Doing great. It's so great to have you here. You're like one of the busiest guys I know, but I appreciate you taking time out.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, you got a big show coming up in Wisconsin on May 18th. And is it Neillsville? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I've never been there before, so I don't know.
I have never even heard of it before, to be honest with you, but it says it's at the Silver Dome Ballroom. Yeah. Sounds really cool. In Neilson, Wisconsin, May 18th, a show called the Big Star Comedy Small Town Show. Love the name. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. I've never been there. I don't know. My buddy Frank Roach booked me on there with him. I think it's Neillsville.
Oh, is it Neillsville? Maybe? Okay.
Yeah, and he said it's a cool room, and, you know, they're real excited about doing comedy in there, and I'm excited to, you know, that's a town I've never been in before.
Yeah.
And the night before, I'm at that St. Croix Casino in Danbury. Did you ever play there?
No, I haven't. I haven't done stand-up in quite a while, but I have heard of that. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm there Friday the 17th, and then I'm in that Nelsville, whatever, on the 18th at the Silver Dome. It sounds like that's where the Lions used to play, in the Silver Dome, remember? I don't think I can draw 70,000 people, though.
Don't sell yourself. Not with that attitude, Rock.
That's a tall order.
Yeah. The first time I saw that, that's like, wait a minute. I thought he's in Wisconsin. It was the whole reason I wanted to have him on the show, is to help him put some butts in the seats. But they said they're going to do like some filming of a TV series there or something. Do you know anything about that?
No.
It says it on the event page. You might want to, maybe you're starring in your own sitcom in Nelsville, Wisconsin, and you don't even know it, Rock. I don't know, but something's going on.
I don't know what. I'm trying to fire my agent, but he won't even take my calls. So,
he's not in show business anymore. Hey, but speaking of which, I looked up IMDb. Is Melanie Truitt your manager?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Tell her I said hello.
You know Melanie?
Yeah, I do. I lived in LA for almost 15 years, and I crossed paths with her several times. She used to work for Rick Messina. And I was one of the guys that would go play wiffle up at his house. And Melanie's great.
Yeah, well, I was with Messina Baker, and then they brought Melanie on board, you know, like kind of as an assistant. And then when Richard Baker retired, Melanie just went and formed her own company, you know.
Yeah, she's so great.
She's good people, yeah.
That's great. So, all right, so let's dig into your stand-up career, Rock, because I remember I started at the end of 1989, and there was this huge buzz about you in Chicago. You were doing some really cool things, and I don't think you had been doing it that long. I think you were kind of a hotshot right away, if I remember correctly. How did you get started doing stand-up?
Honestly, it was like kind of when I was a kid, me and my family, we used to listen. My uncle was on the radio all the time, and it wasn't really a radio. It was like a police scanner. But his call name was the Perp. Did you ever hear him, Pete?
No, but I love that hook. Wish I would have thought of it. That's great. You guys gather around the police scanner and listen like the old days when you used to listen to Jack Benny.
Yeah, see if he got away or if he got caught, you know, if we had to go down there and bail him out.
Post bail, that's great.
Pretty much. But yeah, I remember I started in like February 88, and I don't know, man, it took off like a rocket. I was driving a truck for like till I was 29, and we had a couple kids at home, you know. I think we had two or three at the time, and I was breaking my back loading freight and driving a semi, and I think at the time I was getting paid $300 a week.
Whoa.
And I go, that's what they're paying MCs, you remember?
Yeah.
I could do this and not break my back. You know, I was always lifting freight and, you know, driving semis all over the place. And I started at Big Ed's place, you remember? Over at
Comedy Cottage, or the last. Yeah, he was the Comedy Cottage, that's right.
Yeah, after him and Jay parted ways, you know. And honest, the first night I went up on stage, he goes, how long have you been doing this? And I go, about 5 minutes. And then he asked me to come on the weekend. And then I won, I came in second place in that WGN Comedy Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And I was only doing it a year. Stephen Leo won. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the year after that, I won the Johnny Walker contest. And it was with, I think they had it in 15 cities. All the improvs had it. It was about 1,000 people, and I won that. And then things just started taking off. I mean, it was fast, you know?
Yeah. You went up at the Funny Firm.
Happy about that.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, probably not, knowing the way comics are sometimes. But I remember you went up at the and you have such a great voice, and the way you talk, like you just went up at the Funny Firm and you said, how you doing? And they were with you. It was like, you know, it took me 5 minutes to get a crowd on my side. You just go up and say hello, and it's like they're in your pocket, you know? That's so great. You know, let's talk about that, Rock, because on your bio, and I always heard that you were from New York, and then you moved to Chicago, and I figured you did that as an adult. But a lot of people talk about your Brooklyn accent, and I think I hear more Chicago. When we
played, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually, I was born in Chicago, and then we have family in Brooklyn, and we would end up going there every summer, And then I started living there for a while. You know, when I got old enough, I was living there and working there. And then I came back to Chicago. And that's when I, you know, met my ex-wife and, you know, just started having kids. And that's where I started comedy. And, you know, and it was back then, it was just a great proving ground, you know, Pete
yeah.
and all the, what was it? They had the Improv right on Wells. And then the Funny Firm, you could walk there. It was like 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Right around the corner. And then, yeah. And then Zany's a few blocks down from that. It was a fun time. It, as Ray Liotta would say in Goodfellas, it was a glorious time.
There you go.
But it's a good place to start and probably easier to get stage time, I would imagine, than starting in New York had you chosen to do that, you know?
Yeah, they had a million clubs here back then. I started in 88 in February, like about a year before you. And remember they had like Bill Brady's place on the South Side and then they had that place.
Wacko's.
What was that place? Yeah, Wacko's, yeah.
Right.
What was the place on, it was in Lyons, I think.
Oh, the Laugh Factory.
Was that it?
Well, there was a couple Funny Bones. There was a couple Funny Bones and there was a Laugh Factory. Yeah, you could work. I remember Michael Alexander telling me he worked the whole year in Chicago one year. He never left town because there was that many clubs during the boom, you know?
Yeah. And the Funny Bone was in the Schomburg in the hotel. You remember that?
Yeah. And then they opened one in Naperville too for a while.
Yeah. That was fun. I miss Bert. He was a good guy.
Yeah. He's still a good, I'm friends with him on Facebook. He still posts funny stuff and he still teases me to this day about working for the Laugh Factory when they opened up because they were kind of competitors. And it's like, I mean, they literally were paying me twice what he did. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like, what would you do? And I'm sure deep down he'd go, yeah, I would do it too. But yeah, Bert's good.
They had Who's on First, right?
Yeah.
Who's on First was another club.
Yeah, and the Comedy Womb.
Oh, the Womb. Yeah, that's the place I was trying to think of, the Comedy Womb.
It's a great club.
And even had a Catch a Rising Star downtown in one hotel for a little while.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's right. Yeah. Denise McGowan booked it. I totally remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember this when I first met you and I didn't know you well, Rock, but you were driving a truck. You said you worked on a dock. How does that, you have this, you exude blue collar. How does that play into, or does that provide a wealth of stand-up material, the characters you can talk about, the people you met when you worked at docks or driving trucks?
I think so. Like when people, you know, my biggest following was all in that whole Rust Belt, like Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you know, like Buffalo. And they were all like blue collar people. And I think they related to me, you know, you know, the city workers and the garbage men and, you know, everybody.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you have you just have kind of a likable everyman quality to you. I think that was probably really beneficial too, I would assume.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. So my guest is Rocky Laporte, a very funny stand-up comedian who will be performing live this weekend in one of our texters, Gretchen from the 920 just said it's Neillsville. So, all right, we were both wrong, but he'll be performing next weekend, May 18th in Neillsville at the Silver Dome Ballroom. It sounds like a really cool venue. And I'm assuming there are tickets, but I really don't know, Rock, to be honest with you. But if you Google it, folks, check it out. If you're in that area, we're on statewide, go check it out because Rocky's hilarious. You've done some really cool things in your career. You went to Iraq and performed with Drew Carey. What was that like?
Oh, that was pretty crazy. We went 2 weeks before they caught Saddam Hussein.
Whoa.
And we were actually staying in one of his palaces in Tikrit, where that was his hometown. And that's actually where they found him, like just a few miles from where we were. He was in that underground, you know, that hole.
That little, dug,
kind of living underground. But we ended up doing a show there in a soccer field. And we had to wear flak jackets and helmets, and the whole time you just hear gunfire and artillery shells going off, and you know, and you think, how can I fall asleep to this? And believe it or not, you get used to it, you know.
Wow.
And it was kind of crazy, like you hear gunfire 24/7. And when I was up, they put a flatbed truck out there in a soccer field. And I was up there and I said, you think it's bad here? I was just in Detroit for 2 weeks. And the Michigan people booed, but everybody else laughed.
Hey, I think in 10 years, Detroit's going to be the place to be. Everybody's moving to Michigan because of the climate change and all that. And like, if I had money, I'd buy up as much of Detroit as I could right now.
Yeah, but, you could buy a house for like a dollar or whatever. You know, that like people are buying up like a whole block.
I'd still finance it over 30 years though. Just to have some walking around money.
Just to be safe.
But that's crazy. I never got to that point where I went overseas. I kind of stopped doing stand up full time in 98, but I always was amazed at you guys that went over there because I kind of equated it to like the guy you see in those old Civil War films or those pictures where there's like three guys with muskets and then there's one dude playing the drum. And it's like, well, that guy's what a horrible gig, you know? Because if they found out.
I had the fife and I had like a right. rag over my head where I got shot.
You had the Groucho glasses in the nose just to stick out like a sore thumb. So I also remember, Rock, this was kind of cool. I was at the Funny Firm and I heard from someone that you got a part on Cheers. And I remember seeing that, and that was 1990, and you were like, just 2 years and you're on Cheers. That's crazy. So we got to do something quick. I'm talking to Rocky Laporte. Don't go anywhere. He's a really funny guy, and he's had a really cool career, and we're going to talk about some more stuff, and I'm going to ask him when we come back if he's a sports fan. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night on Civic Media. Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday edition of Nightlight. I am talking with Rocky Laporte, the very funny Rocky Laporte, Chicago-based stand-up comic. I think we were in L.A. for a while together, Rock, but you didn't live out there that long, did you?
No, we were there like 15 years.
Oh, but, okay.
We lived in Orange County because I wanted my kids, to go to school down in Orange County. So I was kind of working like Brea and Irvine a lot, you know, and I would just go up to L.A. for auditions and stuff like that.
Nice. So I see what you're wearing because we're on the video feed here. Are you a sports fan, proud White Sox fan?
Yes, sir. And the Bears.
And the Bears. Okay.
You want to hear something funny? When the Cubs, remember they beat Cleveland in the World Series that October? Yeah. Well, literally about 6 weeks later, the Cleveland Indians front office, they asked me to do their Christmas party. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. When this guy introduced me, he goes, this next guy's from Chicago. I had 400 people boo. I had to walk through the audience to get there. That's why, like, 400 people booing me all the way to the stage. Like, what a horrible intro, you know?
Let's see how difficult we can make this for you. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, he was like, let's see how difficult we can make this for him.
Pretty much. And I went up there and I go, I'm a White Sox fan, you idiots. I go, I was rooting for you guys.
You didn't cheer for the Cubs at all during that?
No, I wanted them to win, but, you know, growing up on the South Side, you know, like you had to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually lived a block from Comiskey Park. Like, we used to be able to walk there and you see, you know, you knew every night when the fireworks were going off, when somebody hit a homer. So, yeah, them and the Bears were like, you know.
Yeah.
My guys. Yeah.
That's cool. I grew up a couple miles west of Wrigley Field, and my mom on Ladies' Day would put us, and my aunt would put, we had five kids, my cousins had four, they would put all of us on the Irving Park Road bus and take us to, and back then, Rock, at Wrigley, if you could carry a kid, they'd let you in on Ladies' Day. Whatever you could carry in, we brought a cooler.
Is that right?
It was crazy. And then we could go down and watch batting practice at 11 a.m. Wow. They'd let you down in the good seats, and the players that come over. It's so different now. You know, I mean, Wrigley's ridiculous. I'm sure it's the same way at Comiskey, though, you know.
Yeah, but with like 20,000 less people.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, here's when I went to school on the south. It was Hubbard High School on the south side, and I'm not even making it. Our football team was horrible, and we had we were the Hubbard Greyhounds, and I don't know if it was one of the coaches or the cheerleaders, but somebody brought this beautiful gray. It was an Italian Greyhound that was our mascot, you know. And we were like, I think we played eight games. Well, anyway, we were like 0-7 at the time. We were getting, and I'm not even making this up. Our mascot, the dog, he ran away. He took like he couldn't even watch this anymore. He's like, I can't take this.
And a greyhound, you're not catching him.
No, he's probably auditioning at another high school for be their mascot.
You got a better gig, yeah. Do you? All right. So you've been in movies with Tim Allen. You've had your own Comedy Central special. You've been on The Tonight Show. Cheers, we just talked about. I want to ask you about that. But what's the coolest thing you've done that stand-up comedy has led you to in your life?
Oh, man. There's a lot. Getting a standing ovation on The Tonight Show was like, it was like electricity was running through your body, you know? That was pretty, and we get to meet so many. I met the Rolling Stones. I became friends with Brett Favre up there in Green Bay, and
nice.
I took my kids up there to meet him. And then one of my kids is a Green Bay Packer fan now, so she's out of the will.
I'm kidding. Conrad's doing cartwheels over there. He's a big Packer fan. That's hilarious.
Actually, you know, I wasn't that kind of guy. Like if the Bears weren't in it, which most years they weren't, I would pull for somebody else in our division, you know, like whoever it was Green Bay or Minnesota, Detroit, you know.
I was like that too. When I lived in LA, I didn't care. When you don't have rival fans in your face, you just kind of let it go. Like there's a big North South rivalry in Chicago. I liked it when the Sox won. I'm not even a hockey fan, but I got excited when the Blackhawks won. You know, it was kind of, I almost wished I liked hockey when they were going through all that. You know?
Yeah. Remember then the Bulls won like 5 or 6, and my brother's a Chicago cop, and all the cops were hoping that they would lose the last couple championships because everybody was like, you know, they were looting and flipping cars over and burning stuff. So all the cops wanted the Bulls to lose, like, you know.
They were Suns fans, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's pretty cool. When you were on The Tonight Show, was Johnny the host? Or was Jay?
No, it was with Leno.
Okay.
Yeah.
That must have been cool. Did he say anything to you?
He was unbelievable. And, you know, he was really nice, you know. And I met him a couple times before that. And then when I did the show, after I did my set, I came up. I was going to do panel. And I had my back to the audience and I was shaking his hand and he goes, turn around. You're getting a standing ovation, you know? And I didn't know what to do. I was telling people to sit down. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, it was just like, wow.
Is that on YouTube? Your set somewhere?
You want to know something? When I first did it, I put it up and then NBC took it down. They said, this is property of NBC. But then I've seen other guys' sets up there. You know, that did the Tonight Show or Letterman, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think Melanie has and they give you those other tapes. It ain't a VHS. It was like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like TV. The official stuff they can. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to get that because I'm sure now if I put it online, it'd be fine. But I don't know why. At the time I was on with the First Lady, it was George Laura Bush.
Oh, Laura Bush, yeah.
And her daughter Jenna was there, and they had like, you know, the Secret Service was in there and everything. So I didn't know if they didn't want my thing on, but I was just airing my episode. I wasn't going to air the whole show, you know? So
right.
I don't know, but I want to get that back and get it transferred to, you know, because I want, you know, somebody said that'd be really cool to put it online, you know.
Absolutely, get Laura Bush to pull some strings. She, you guys could be in cahoots and get that done. I would imagine.
Who? Call who?
Laura Bush.
Oh yeah,
she's probably got the juice to get it done, right? Hey, can we keep you for a few more minutes, Rock?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. We're hanging out with Rocky Laporte here on Nightlight tonight. Great to have you with me. Sherry Minozzi says, I'm from Lockport, Illinois, south of Chicago with like 18 exclamation points. So she's obviously very excited that Rocky is here. And when we come back, I'm gonna ask you, I'm going to surprise you, maybe ask you for a road story or if you ever said something stupid on stage, Rock.
Hey, tell that Lori girl I'm going to be in, it's the Clarendon Hotel in Joliet.
Oh, cool.
Not far from Lockport at all.
Very cool.
I'm going to be there.
We'll plug it next.